Good evening, Gary. Thank you for joining us after this 4-2 victory in the league over St Ives Town. Well, let's just say we don't do things the easy way, do we, Gary?
No, my blood pressure's really high. Listen, I've said to the boys, obviously, you know, we know that we can play a lot better than what was shown today. But then you have to look at the other side as well and say, well, if you play badly and you still win the game and pick 3 points up, you've got to be still happy about it. So even though we're not happy about the performance, we know we can perform a lot better than that. We still take great heart from the fact, you know, we've come out of this game with another 3 points on the board. So that in all said, you know, I've got to be happy even though I'm unhappy in that sense. But we'll have games like that. And like I said, if you can win games when you're not playing well, then that's something good. I think that's still good, still decent.
Well, 2-1 down after 82 minutes. And yet we turned it around to win 4-2. What does that say about the character of the squad?
I spoke about it on Tuesday night. The boys have shown great character again tonight to come back from 2-1 down, especially in a game where, you know, we weren't playing so well. We weren't as good as we normally do. But then to come back and show that same character and win the game by 2 goals is absolutely fantastic. I told them at the end, I said, the one thing I am going to credit you boys for is, you know, you've got a little bit of heart about you and a little bit of desire to go that extra mile, even though when you're losing and you're not playing well, you still go for it and you still end up winning the game. It's fantastic.
You had to make a number of changes today due to quite a lengthy injury list already, and of course Aaron Ford's suspension for today as well. How are we looking for Tuesday?
It's a bit early for me to answer that one, Kev. I mean, dropping like flies at the moment. We are working on them as much as possible, and we've got another 48 hours in between now and Tuesday to keep that process going, and hopefully we'll have one or two back before Tuesday night. The injury list is not one that we're happy about. These things do happen. I've never known anything like it in the time that I've been here. But, you know, our medical team are excellent and they are doing a fantastic job, and we're hoping to have one or two back in time for Tuesday.
Okay, fingers crossed on that front then. Man of the match performance by Tom Tonks today. I think we agreed on the commentary as well that that was a great choice. And I guess that gives you a selection headache again ahead of Tuesday.
Yeah, Tom's done excellent. I mean, you've seen what he's capable of on Tuesday when he came on. He's got 90 minutes under his belt today. He's been excellent all the way through pre-season. And he'll keep fighting, as you can see by what he's done today. And I thought that was a well-deserved man of the match performance from him.
Just finally, Gary, overall thoughts and feelings really on that game when we were quite poor at times, but we went off a gear and we've managed to get over the line.
Yeah, like I said, the character, that heart, that desire that the boys are showing at the moment to go the extra mile and win these type of games is fantastic. Long may that continue, but I'd rather we won with a bit more style. Ease my blood pressure a little bit as well. You know, having to go right to the end, to the death again today, not good for my health, but you know, yeah, it's great character, great desire, and you know, I've commended the boys for that. They know, they don't need me to tell them. We can play a lot better than we have done today, and I'm sure as the season goes on, we will get better.
As always, Gary, thank you very much for your time today. We'll speak to you again on Tuesday.
Cheers, thank you.